bullpen?
Yeah, definitely. And you know, that's the rule is too, and I'm sure you guys know this, it's not like you have to face three batters. You can come in and face one hitter, get the out, and then the inning be over and you can be done.
Right.
You know, but yeah, of course. I mean, you know, if you have a good matchup, the next two guys coming up in the next inning, yeah, absolutely, you can be run back out there. I don't see why not. And you know, that's something too that I've done a lot of. I know a lot of other veteran guys, you know, that have played the game, you know, for a long time. That's what we've done our entire career. So try not to think of it any differently.
If they'd have looked at you and said, Steve Cishek, you're the deciding vote on whether this rule gets passed for 2020, would you have voted it up or down?
I would have voted it down because I'm a traditionalist. Like I like the rules the way they are. I like the matchups. I think it makes the game fun. But I understand too that, you know, fans, you know, sick of seeing, you know, pitching changes so much, and maybe this will kind of create the tempo of the game to work better. So, unfortunately, I'm not the rule maker, so I got to go along with, you know, whatever they say. But for me, I just like the rules the way they were.
I know you said you're a traditionalist, but if they'd have said, Steve, it's your job to come up with a rule that does fix some of the issues you mentioned with pitching changes and fans wanting to see a quicker game, which one would you have put in?
Yeah, see, that's a good question. So probably this one, especially in like September where guys carry a massive amount of pitchers and it's just like pitching change after pitching change. You're like, all right, we get it. You know, you guys have a lot of pitchers. Great. So I think in September it really, you know, rears its head. So, but yeah, if there was one change, this would probably be one where like, okay, like I get it.
The science of pitching has changed tremendously since you first broke in, and really in the last 3 years of what we're able to measure and what we're able to know, what we're able to slow down and see. You interested in that? Are you every once in a while? Do you want to get into pitch lab and see, all right, how's it spinning? What's my horizontal drop? What's my vertical drop? What kind of run am I getting? Can you make sense of it in a way that helps you, or do you say, you know what, I don't, at this point I don't need any of that?
No, definitely. I think there's obviously room for the technology. I think if you buy into it too much, though, you're only going to hurt yourself. For example, and we talk about this a lot in the gym, where if you're a guy, like the computer says that, you know, you're a high spin rate four-seam fastball up in the zone,